Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
How can we help a local fire department get the tools they need to protect life and property? Let's go in depth with Kurt Lamberth and Stephen Watson with the Indiana Township Fire Department. Kurt, how many people on the Indiana Township Fire Department?
There is 10 of us right now, and that kind of bounces around, but we're trying to get on to where we can stay around 14 personnel.
And that's sort of tough, isn't it? I mean, how many people are in the township?
We have roughly 1,000 people in our township and two small towns, but a lot of rural area. But we have a lot of young folks moving into the area that work around. And so we're pretty fortunate to have a really good group of young, new firefighters.
Well, that's good, and it's not only fires that you go to. You don't have an ambulance, but you still have to go to rescue calls. You're the first ones there before most of the time Knoxville.
Yeah, we have a non-transport service, but our guys are usually the first ones on scene for first out care. That's our crew.
And so then you'll help somebody with, you know, whatever's happening, a heart attack or whatever. You're there.
Heart attack, car wrecks. We do a lot of, you know, just elderly care, welfare checks, pretty much anything that the county needs us for.
And then you're on a lot of mutual aid calls, too. You go down.
We do a lot of mutual aid. We do a lot with Bussey. We do a lot with Knoxville Township. We even do a lot of training together so that our teams work well together in a accident or a scenario where it's the real deal. It's good connection to have that camaraderie between departments.
Well, and you just did some extrication training with the Knoxville Township.
We did with Knoxville. We've done just a recent extrication with Bussey through an outfit that actually caters to fire department and emergency training. So we're getting certified help to do it the right way.
Well, Stephen, you're one of these young guys that's on the fire department.
Yeah, we got a few young guys that, you know, just saw a need in the township for people to step up and help.
But what motivates you?
Oh, to be there when people call. I mean, I guess the biggest thing that got me was when Kurt's shop burned down and, you know, you're sitting there like, I'm one person that could be out there helping right now, and you need everybody that can help. But what are you going to do if you're not on the fire department? You can't just walk up and help, so.
Yeah, and your shop burning down, what was that,
a year and a half.
Year and a half?
Yep.
That was a big deal.
That was a very big deal. We had 9 departments, probably between 90 and 100 firefighters and EMS, so.
Yeah, and I was there. I remember that. It was quite a show, and there was rescue involved as well.
Yep, we had about everything in the county there.
Mm-hmm. And so that motivated you. You saw that, you just wanted to...
Yeah, I mean, watching all the fire trucks drive by, and you're standing there listening to it on your scanner going, well, I could be there helping right now, but I can't. So that pretty much was like, I need to go talk to someone.
And when he came up to you and started talking to you, what'd you think?
Well, you know, I knew that we had talked about it some in the past and knew that was going to be maybe a possibility. So I just handed him an application and away we went.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Kurt Lamberth and Stephen Watson with the Indiana Township Fire Department. And so how's it been on the department so far? How long have you been on?
I've been on a year and a half. It's been a lot of fun. A lot of work, a lot of training, a lot of hours. So.
A lot of fun. Sounds sort of scary, too, going to, you know, rescue somebody that's had a heart attack or a car wreck. You never know what you're going to get into.
Yeah. just try and keep your head together and stay calm. And you're there to use your training. You're there to keep them calm. So you being worked up isn't going to make their situation any better. So
you ever worry about making a mistake?
Yeah. I mean, it's always in the back of your head, especially when you're the one that's going to have to make the decision. I mean, between me and Kurt and maybe a couple other guys, somebody's going to have to make the call on what we're going to do. So whether you make the right one or not, you just hope your training kicks in and you're going to be good.
So you hope that the training makes you, leads you the direction to the right decision.
And, usually there's enough people involved or around to where you can get some input, especially if we call for mutual aid and have other people involved. You can get their experience or their knowledge in the same situation if you don't have enough, to where as a group you can make an informed decision quick.
Well, and this is real different from a big city, because you probably know who you're helping.
Pretty much. You know, the community's pretty tight, you know, most of the people around. Sometimes that's a tough deal to take when you pull up and it is somebody you know, but that's what you're there to do.
And you just try to keep the emotions out of that?
Yeah. Yep. Just try and get in there and do what you know how to do and go home and leave it where it was.
Is that hard sometimes?
I don't really struggle with it, but, you know, I'm sure there's people that do, you know.
We have a de-stress situation after most big events to where we sit down and discuss it and see who has an issue, and then we can kind of deal with it for that particular individual.
Well, part of the time, though, is getting the guys to admit they have an issue.
Sure, it is. And like I said, we're a pretty tight group, and that helps. You can kind of tell by somebody's demeanor if they're actually struggling with something, so It helps.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Kurt Lamberth and Stephen Watson with the Indiana Township Fire Department. Well, and you're always needing resources to have the most up-to-date equipment that you can possibly get. I mean, you can't have everything that you want, but your budget, the township budget, isn't enough. And I mean, I know of no department that has the resources that they need.
No, definitely not.
And so you do fundraisers every once
in a while. We do fundraisers, and we're going to be doing a few more every year, just to kind of soften the blow on the township, to where we know we can have the resources we need through grants or through fundraisers that the community is actually involved in. So they know what we need as far as big equipment purchases. We try and do at least 60% through the department, to where the actual trustee group doesn't have to absorb the entire amount.
You've got the 7th annual Indiana Township car show coming up. Can you tell us a little bit about that, Stephen?
Yeah, we're gonna open up the fire station, and there's plenty of room to park and bring cars in and just kind of get everybody together and show off some nice cars and show off the station. I mean, the station hasn't really been shown off. It's a nice facility, and they did a good job getting it built and getting a nice building for everybody after the tornado. So,
yeah, and that took a few years, pull it all together. And I've been there for breakfast before. It's a nice facility.
Yeah, we have a top-notch facility for no bigger than our community is. And we have a brand-new community center that's full function, that's for rent to anybody that lives in the area, for anything that's needed for a get-together. It's air-conditioned, and everything is pretty much there full service. The department is available to where we can have, you know, parking and pretty good size events go on there. And we're going to have blow-ups that day, free. We've got ice cream, we've got food, We will have live entertainment pretty much through the whole day. There'll be raffle stuff. There'll be silent auctions, stuff that we'll be getting between now and then. And it'll be a local hog that comes from someone in the area, and we'll have, you know, pretty much everything. A guy just needs to bring a lawn chair and his kids and come and spend the day with us.
Well, and there's plenty of shade there.
There should be plenty of shade in and out. You know, like I said, the department will be open, so if it's hot, okay. You know, everybody will be comfortable through the day.
Okay, and it is on September 8th from 12 p.m. to 7 at the Township Fire Station. And, you know, anybody going into Attica is going to see it right as
you pull. Yep, we're right on Main Street in Attica, just off of Highway 5.
And this is going to be an event for the kids. There's the inflatables.
We have inflatables. We'll have other things kind of as we go along that we'll set up with that. There'll be, you know, plenty of stuff to keep everybody's attention.
And why cars? Tell me the 7th annual. What's the history here?
We started this quite a few years ago, before the tornado. And when the tornado took our old station out, we're in a temporary place that just wasn't good enough to kind of keep everybody's interest and keep the show going. So we postponed it for several years. And now that we're back up and running and got a new facility, we decided we'd just get jump back in and continue. It's a good draw for us. I've dealt with classic cars my whole life and have had numerous. And so it's kind of something that's close to what I am familiar with. So I have a big following or a group of friends that have these cars and go to these events. And so that's kind of what prompted us years ago to jump in and get into that yearly process, and it's a good moneymaker for us.
Let's say that somebody that's listening has a car they want to bring down. Is that okay?
Yep, absolutely. All they need to do is show up, and we can come and go through the day. They don't have to be there the entire time. We have huge trophies that we give out at the end of the day for several classes. There's also a motorcycle class, so anybody with a bike or a trike, you know, is encouraged to come also.
So is the rest of the members of the fire department behind this helping out?
Yeah, we are pretty lucky. Everybody comes up and helps us get cleaned up and get everything ready. And the biggest thing is gathering, you know, going out and gathering silent auction items and putting flyers up and getting the word out is really the biggest thing that we need help with. And so everybody does a pretty good job at coming together, and we've got one good group of guys.
And so silent auction items, I bet you still need those.
We do, and we're gathering them up, you know, clear to that day. And there'll be a listing on our website of that stuff as it progresses, of what's going on, the times for things, and then the music that we have that's coming throughout the day, we'll have times enlisted so that everybody kind of knows how the day's going to progress.
Anything else that we should know about the event?
It pretty much covers it, I think. I'll be good.
Well, one thing that we need to think about is that for those of us that live beyond Indiana Township, that at least if you're in the southern part of the county, pretty much, if there's anything big, there's a great probability that you're going to be
there
helping.
Our guys will be there.
Yeah. Right. And so you're supporting not only the people of Indiana Township, but you're going to be there when the surrounding townships are in
trouble
too.
Pretty much anybody countywide that has a need, that we're available. Anybody is welcome to come. This isn't just a township thing. This is anybody in the state of Iowa that would like to come and be involved. We have several out-of-county guys that are bringing cars in that used to come that are excited about it. And so they bring their car club and their group, and they come quite a distance, you know, to be a part of it.
Well, and I guess what I'm getting at is that all of our fire departments work together to help each other out. And so therefore, pretty much every citizen in the county could possibly
see
benefit.
Our trucks roll into town.
And
absolutely.
So maybe we should all think about coming out and supporting you.
Yep, because it's not just us that you're supporting. It's the entire county of involvement.
Yeah, because you're going to be
for
up
fire
there.
And EMS. Yep.
Thanks to Kurt Lamberth and Stephen Watson for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.